the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen. Counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
If you listen very carefully, Peter King and even Saxe Beach-Amblis and Lindsey Graham, all three essentially said the same thing. We want revenue. We're willing to generate revenue, but not by raising taxes.
There's a talk radio caller commenting on the conversation. You've heard this probably on a lot of the news talk radio stations that you monitor or you listen to, or you have a favorite. Although you can listen to them, certainly there are an abundant number of them on the various apps that you can download. But we are listening directly on the air to a lot of radio stations around the country that program so-called news talk radio. And that fellow talking there about the tax pledge, Grover Norquist tax pledge, Republicans who seem to be saying they're going to go against it to avoid the fiscal cliff. Not a lot of creative thinking here because it's the old system. And so nobody's dealing with waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. That's one of my pet things. If you listen to this program, by the way, I'm Doug Steffen. You know that that's my bugaboo. And I don't know why there isn't a revolution in the streets screaming about this, because never mind the tax burden, the amount of debt, but the amount of money that's wasted in the government is just, it's more than shameful, ridiculous, just irresponsible, whatever word you want to come up with. It's just so obvious. So from News Talk Television, Mika Brzezinski talking to House Majority Leader Eric Cantor, who says he's more interested in doing what it takes to solve the problem than worrying about the tax pledge.
Let's get to the Grover Norquist pledge question. Some key Republicans have said they would break it. Where do you stand on this?
Yeah, Mika, there's a lot that has been said about this pledge, and I will tell you, when I go to the constituents that have elected, re-elected me, it is not about that pledge. It really is about trying to solve problems. And as we know, this election that we just went through was very much about, number one, what are we going to do to reclaim a momentum in this economy? How do we get us back to that? And two, how do you solve a problem? And so if right now the question is, how do you do that? Well, John Boehner went to the White House 10 days ago and said, hey, Republicans in the House are willing to put revenues on the table. That was a big move, right? And we said we're going to do that in the name of trying to fix the problem, to respond to the electorate that reelected this president. But at the same time, we say we weren't elected to raise taxes. We want to go and help people get back to work.
So is it safe to say that there might be a scenario in which that pledge would not apply, or that it might be put to the side for compromise?
You know, Mika, I haven't talked to Grover Norquist, so I don't know what he wants to or not want to do with his pledge. What I know is the constituents that I represent, and I believe most American people want to see, number one, more jobs created. And let me tell you a story that I think is relevant to this question. I was in Missoula, Montana during the campaign, and I met a gentleman who had taken a job as a cook in an airport restaurant. And he told me, please fix this problem because I want to get back to my profession, which was construction in the real estate industry. He said, please, we need more jobs. I need to go back to where my skill set is best used. So the question here on marginal tax rates, right, is, does that help that gentleman get back into a position? And what I would say is, if there's a small business person out there in Montana, if you're saying to him that you're going to raise taxes, that will be less money in his pocket to hire this gentleman away from being a cook and back to the profession he wants so he can make the kind of money he's looking to make. So that's number one. And number two, we as Republicans in the House, you know, we're coming to the table having put very specific ideas on the into the debate about how you fix the spending problem. That we have to do. Because I don't care if you raised taxes 100% on the wealthy. You're not going to fix the deficit problem.
That's true.
800-510-8255. Raising taxes on the wealthy is a specious, ridiculous, and insipid argument that doesn't put anything, doesn't fix any of these problems. It's just an immoral way of trying to pit one against the other in our country, and it doesn't do anything to spur on growth. That's my opinion. What's yours? 800-510-8255. Let's see. Here's Talk Host John Zach with Jill Schlesinger from MoneyWatch.com. He thinks that we're getting a little too excited about this fiscal cliff, and I think the news media is contributing to it, and I think maybe he's right.
Let me ask you this about the so-called fiscal cliff. Now we're hearing they're calling it the fiscal slope. What's this about?
Maybe it's not so bad after all, they said. Okay, so because we're talking about the fact that perhaps there will be a deal, but even if a deal is made, whether it's made before the Christmas break or it's made early in January, there are going to be some things that disappear. For example, the payroll tax cut is likely to go back to 6.2%. We pay 6.2% of our wages up to about $110,000. We're likely to see that go from 4.2% back up to 6.2%. We're likely to see taxes go up for the wealthiest individuals. And put that together, and you're talking about slower growth for next year, maybe by a half to 1%. So we're only growing by 2%, 2 to 3% right now. So when you have a drag of 1%, we sort of say, okay, we're going down a slope. It's going to be bad. It's not going to be a cliff. We'll have rough growth, but we will get the debt and the deficit under control.
800-510-8255. So this is a clash. There was an interesting reality on the Senate floor where Mitch McConnell said that Harry Reid's planned move to change the Senate filibuster rule could jeopardize chances of reaching a deal on avoiding tax hikes and spending cuts at the end of the year. There are huge issues here at the end of the year, much of which will probably carry over into next year, McConnell said in a debate with Reid that lasted about 30 minutes. It's time we started building collegiality and relationships and not making incendiary moves that are damaging to the institution. I think Harry Reid is the worst leader the Democrats seem to pick. Well, Mitch McConnell's no great shakes either, but the Democrats seem to pick these guys and women who are really, shall we say, driven. How's that? Is that a good word? 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Some of you may be aware fully of the problem. Maybe you have some questions. The Republicans on the right side, is the Grover Norquist tax pledge reality? What kind of trouble do we have here, and how would you like to discuss it? And what do you think as you listen to some of these clips from some of these programs that we monitor here every day for the Talk Radio Countdown Show?
I love you, son. So it hurts when you say I hate you. I'm your mother. I'm tired of you disrespecting me when you don't get your way. I work hard to make sure you have everything you need. I should be able to ask you to get out of bed in the morning without a fight. So from now on, things are going to be different. I ordered the Total Transformation Program. We're not going to scream and fight anymore. I'm going to tell you what to do in a different way, and you're going to do it. You're not going to call me ugly names anymore, and if you do, you're going to get consequences that'll keep you from calling me ugly names. We're not going to do things your way anymore, son. We're going to do things the Total Transformation way.
Get the Total Transformation free. Just order the program, tell us how it works for you, and you can keep it for free. Call 1-888-529-4660. 1-888-529-4660. Call now. Call 1-888-529-4660. 1-888-529-4660.
Attention homeowners. If your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33. Baa Baa Black Sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s. Cause of death? Sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue?
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
800-510-8255. We're discussing here in the countdown the so-called fiscal cliff. Here's Soledad O'Brien talking to Grover Norquist about the growing number of Republicans who are not going to stick with his tax pledge.
Do you worry that this pledge is losing its grip on lawmakers?
Well, Soledad, as you know, the people making this case, the two senators and the congressman that were put forward, they all said that 2 years ago when we were arguing over the debt ceiling limit. So their position hasn't changed. And during the debt ceiling limit, we cut spending. We didn't raise taxes. So other Republicans did not listen to Peter King or these others and say, oh, let's go raise taxes. They're speaking for themselves. I do want to correct one thing. Peter King knows, Congressman Peter King of New York, knows full well that the pledge that he signed and others have is for while you're in Congress. It's not for a two-year period.
Well, I'm going to ask you to explain that, actually, if you don't mind. Because, right, it sounded to me like he was sort of saying you have to re-up it for it to be... Yeah. To legal or whatever the right word is.
No, no. First of all, it's explained to everyone when they sign. It's in writing with them when they sign that it's a commitment while you're in, you know, while you're in the House or while you're in the Senate. If you run for a different office, you take it again. And so La Tourette, the congressman from Ohio who's mm-hmm. leaving partially because of this, I think, once tried to make that case, but it doesn't pass the laugh test. So that's an odd position. If you want to go to your voters and say, I promised you this and I'm breaking my promise, you can have that conversation with them, but you're not having an argument with me. You've made a commitment to your voters.
Right, but it is, I mean, to some degree, I know you'd like to sort of step back and act as if you don't really have that much to do with the pledge, but the pledge does come from you. I mean, I've read a lot. Last week when we were talking, too, you sort of said the same thing. We've shown this a million times. Sure. This pledge comes, right? Americans for tax reform. You're the founder. You're the president. This is really your pledge, right? And you mail it into you in Washington, D.C., right?
We share it on our website. We share it with voters. What the role that Americans for Tax Reform has is we encourage candidates to make a commitment. Say, look, when you come to Washington, you have one of two choices. You can either reform government so that it spends less and works better, or you can raise taxes to keep doing all the things we've been doing that haven't worked very well. We do need spending restraint. And it'd also be nice to have more revenue. If we had Reagan levels of growth in this country for the recovery instead of Obama's recovery, Reagan's recovery versus Obama's recovery, 10 million Americans who are today out of work would have jobs.
So do you worry,
revenue would be higher.
With negotiation in the air, do you worry that people are going to turn and basically rip up their pledges? Because as much as you say the three we've heard from is sort of old news, I think there's a lot of sense that they could inspire other Republicans who have signed this pledge that gets mailed back to you, to do the same thing. Do you worry about that, that your pledge becomes kind of moot?
Well, you talk about mailing it to me. Chambliss had a blow up of it 4 feet by 5 feet on his campaign headquarters when he ran. So
not anymore.
He didn't send it in to me. He put it up. His signature didn't go away and his commitment didn't go away.
800-510-8255. So is your congressman or your senator, are they compromising on any number of these things? Are they going to stick to this pledge? Is that important to you or is too much being made of this? Norquist getting a lot of certainly in a lot of drumming up here of support and interest. 21 after on the countdown.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Are you for it or against it? That is dropping this pledge that seems to be on so many people's minds. We're discussing here in the Talk Radio Countdown Show the fiscal situation in America, talk of compromise on this sort of broad budget deal. You know, we haven't had a budget since Obama's been president. As a matter of fact, they were in the budget the last three or four years of the Bush administration. How do you run? Could you run your business like this? 800-510-8255. Agreement seems distant. The White House and congressional Republicans not giving up much ground on one of the sticking points, and that's to raise revenue through higher tax rates or by limiting tax breaks and deductions. Across-the-board tax increases, deep spending cuts will take effect in January if the President and Congress can't reach a deal. So why not let that happen? I'm kind of interested in raising taxes. You know, how much is it really going to affect each one of us? Maybe that makes people want to do something. That shakes everybody up a little bit. 800-510-8255. Let's go to some of your calls here. Jim's in Delaware with one of the major reasons the Republicans need to be against all of these tax increases.
The reason that we have to be against tax increases and for spending cuts is to just show that we are a different party than the National Socialist Party that's running the White House and the Senate right now. The economic growth is being held back by just the gigantic government in this country, and we just have to go over some cliff, make something hurt, and then we can pick up the pieces and go on. Right now, we're just trying to avoid the whole business cycle with the way things are, and Washington just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger, and we're just getting closer and closer to that final disaster. So the Republicans have to stand for something. It just can't be Democrat light.
Yeah. Well, the other side of it is there has to be there isn't really a whole lot of difference, sir, between them other than personality and ego. 800-510-8255. But I do think going back to what the Senate leaders did yesterday, going toe-to-toe over these changes to the rules, the rules change, an affront to the American people who sent me and the other 46 Republicans here to represent them in the Senate That's what Mitch McConnell had to say. And then Harry Reid shot back, arguing the rules the majority is proposing would eliminate the filibuster during cloture votes, whatever the hell that means. It's just more of their control and BS. 800-510-8255. John in Jackson, Tennessee, live on the countdown right now. John, go ahead, please, sir.
Yes, sir. I disagree with what you were saying about taxing the wealthy. If somebody that, you know, lives month to month, paycheck to paycheck, struggling to get by, it doesn't make sense. Common sense.
What doesn't make sense?
But why are we going to give multimillionaires a tax break?
What does your tax condition have to do with theirs? Why does it make a difference to you if somebody who is making money, whether it's static, like the people who are getting most of their money from investments, or whether people actually make it, people who run a small business, why is that a concern of yours?
Well, I can tell you honestly, it's not. I could care less.
Well, so then why do you want to raise their taxes?
You didn't let me finish. They have the money to spend.
Mm-hmm. I understand what you said about living paycheck to paycheck. Many of us do that, but I'm still not sure I understand what you're saying. Do you want the people who are wealthier than you to pay more in taxes or not?
Exactly, and it makes perfect sense.
Why? Why does it make more sense? Those people use that money to invest in what's going on, that is to keep people like you working or maybe making a little more money. Maybe you get a side job. I'm not saying that they shouldn't pay taxes, because they ought to. We all have to pay taxes. One of the things you're missing in this argument is why we are willing to pay more in taxes to have them waste more of our money. Maybe that's something for you to think about, sir. It's 28 past the hour.
This is an important announcement for anyone with a federal student loan. Pay attention. No matter how much you owe, or how far behind you are on payments, or even in default on your student loan, call First American Student Debt Relief toll-free assistance line right now at 888-796-0571. You can cut your payments in half right away, or even more. First American Student Debt Relief will also stop the harassing phone calls, wage garnishments, and even remove tax liens. We can fix your student loan problems today. Get your student loan out of default and reduce your payments. Call First American Student Debt Relief today, 888-796-0571. We've helped countless people just like you fix their student loan problems. Don't go another day with your loans behind or in default. Our specialists are waiting for your call. Call 888-796-0571. 888-796-0571. Call 888-796-0571 today.
University of Phoenix is proud to present the Wounded Warrior Experience, the opening event of the American Veterans Center 15th Annual Conference. The Wounded Warrior Experience is a special tribute to injured service members around the world. University of Phoenix would like to thank all service members and veterans for defending our nation's freedom so honorably. It's why we're dedicated to making a difference in the future of our military's veteran community and supporting them with the tools and resources they need to succeed.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Oh, my aching back. I've got to get some relief for my arthritis.
When arthritis pain rears its ugly head, rub on Smooth Gaiter, the 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gaiter provides topical relief from head to toe and everywhere in between to stop pain fast. Smooth Gaiter is made with all natural oils, including wintergreen, aloe vera, and eucalyptus, in a safe, non-greasy formula. Rub Smooth Gaiter on your neck, back, legs, knees, hands, any muscle or joint where pain from arthritis, sprains, pain, strains, or backache needs fast 60-second pain relief. Smooth Gator can also be used for allergies, sinuses, fibromyalgia, and rheumatoid arthritis. In the time it took to listen to this message, you could have had relief with Smooth Gator, the 60-second pain relief. Go to smoothgator.com or phone 727-278-3137. Call 727-278-3137 or click smoothgator.com, the 60-second pain relief.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriot e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal. But something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Talk Radio Countdown Show is heard on a lot of great radio stations coast to coast, like the News Radio 1580 WCCF radio station in Punta Gorda, Florida. Also, we are on WASR in Wolfboro, New Hampshire, and KWOS in Jefferson City, Missouri. Good to have you folks along with us. You can always email me, Doug@DougStephan.com. You can figure out what's going on in your own mind and express yourself at 800-510-8255. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is devoted to monitoring this great format, stimulating conversation about the issues of the day, politics in general, the things that are in the news that we talk about, and certainly this fiscal cliff is one of them. I think Grover Norquist, an interesting group with him, this group of I don't know, the anti-constitutionalists, the pledge that he has asked Republicans to sign over the last couple of decades may now be sort of becoming a casualty of the fiscal cliff. So is he losing his grip on power? He's one of these lobbyists that is behind the scenes in a bit. But there are a lot of people like Republican Senator Bob Corker, who was on CBS saying he wasn't obliged to obey Grover Norquist's pledge. You wonder how many people behind the scenes are, involved in these groups. And that's, I don't know what else you would call them. These people who create a cult, and that's really what it is. It's a cult of people, the ones who are in Congress, the people that are in the Senate, the behind-the-scenes, deep-pocketed lobbyists who try to get things moved to their side or the other side. Do you like that? And do you think that needs to be changed as well? 800-510-8255. Sarah in Maryland doesn't like Grover Norquist tax pledge.
If the Republican Party continues to do what it does with the, you know, no tax increases, the social attitudes that they have, they obviously don't recognize that the country has changed. The party will basically self-implode, and I think the signs of that are showing everywhere. To make a pledge to never increase taxes is insane, because times have changed. You have to have the flexibility to do what's best for the country, and obviously there's still a lot of lawmakers out there who don't agree with that. And my question to those lawmakers is, who do you serve? Do you serve that Norther, you know, the guy that did the pledge, that Norquist guy?
Yeah. Yes, that's right, Sarah. That's what they do. The K Street lobbyists are who they serve, because the K Street lobbyists are the one who bring the money to the table to get these people all reelected. In the tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, sometimes depending on the importance of the race, the millions of dollars that these guys on K Street put on the table. That's how it works. You don't make any difference at all. 800-510-8255. Joyce listening to the countdown in Nebraska. She thinks we ought to be willing to pay extra. Hello, Joyce. What about all the waste fraud? Why would you want to pay more so they would waste more of your money?
I think there's more than one way to commit to your country, not only in the military stance, but as well when our country is in trouble, we all pitch in. My husband and I don't make a lot of money, but I will give $100 a month and cut somewhere else in my to defend a country in this time of problems, to make sure that we succeed, that we do what we have to do. Mitt Romney, I did not vote for because of the 47% remark that he made. And I think that they need to make more contact with people that are in need. And I'm not a socialist by any means, dead set against it. Kills the drive to be ambitious. But I am a realist, and I know enough people on the other side of that aisle that they call entitlements. A parent that is working and getting $7 or $8 an hour and paying rent or house payment, utilities, et cetera, should they have the right to have health care for their children? Absolutely. How do we do that? If we can send a man to the moon, certainly we can come up with a way. I think that when things bubble off and the economy is better, we look at everything. But I think more individuals would be willing to kick in than what we realize. I know I would in a heartbeat.
Why? Are you crazy? What is the matter with people? They don't understand how much money you couldn't run your household. And if you have a business, you couldn't run your business based on the model in Washington. Why do you want to forward or further their wasting? This is like being a member of the Jim Jones group and drinking the Kool-Aid. It's mindless drivel. Good God. Billy in Georgia on the Republicans.
I think that we should raise the taxes on the rich. I don't see a problem with that. And I think every Republican in the House should vote to raise taxes on the rich. No matter what Grover Norquist or Senator Graham or none of them say. If we can raise the taxes on the riches and get rid of some of the loopholes, cut out some of the capital gains, then we can start building this economy again. Now, we got the diehard Republicans that come on the line and say no raising taxes, and they on Facebook saying don't raise taxes, and those are the ones that the taxes ain't going to be raised on. The main people complaining about not raising the taxes that call in, their taxes ain't going to be raised because the average one of them ain't making $250,000 a year. They're just getting on here saying that they shouldn't raise taxes because they're Republicans.
Nah. That's an ignorant point of view. A lot of people have it. It's just sad that people don't understand what really is going on. And you can say, well, who are you to say that we're ignorant? I'm just telling you, you don't understand why it is that the taxes are, why the debt is as it is. Who's getting money? The countries that we give money to that stick it to us. We're talking about billions and billions of dollars. Why in the name of heaven would you want to support all of that? Just let it go. Let them cut big government. Let's cut the spending. At some point in time, you're going to have to swallow the bullet. Who's going to be the first one to stay the course? David in New York says there's no proof that raising taxes solves the problems. Thank you, sir. Go ahead.
I'm a Republican, and I don't believe that the 1% or a portion of the country should be taxed unless it can mathematically be proven that it's going to work. The president handed in a speech to the CBO to be scored. He never came up with a plan that this is going to work. How they're going to financially take this kind of money from 1% of the population and redistribute it, and it's going to solve the problems. I don't see it. There wasn't anything mathematically drawn up. The Republicans came up with a couple of plans. It seemed to work. But lowering the taxes and getting people back to work, getting them off of the food stamp program and whatever other entitlement program there is, get them off of that, get them into a job. If you look at Germany, I think they're getting 350 euros a month to live as an entitlement program, and none of the Germans are going back to work. They're hiring the immigrants in that country to do the work. So you don't really win anything by getting entitlements or lifelong unemployment or checks every month to pay the bills or free washing machines. You don't get the people back to work like that.
How do you do it, sir? 800-510-8255. Nick in Texas thinks that taxes going up will be a bad thing for everybody.
I believe Republicans are being flexible, but I don't believe rates should go up because then taxes will go up. I believe when President Obama says taxes will go up on the rich, that's also for taxes for everybody, because you can't bring down the debt that you brought, the $5 trillion you accumulated over the last 4 years to pay it down. But you need structure readjustment with the entitlements also, with Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid also, and also the tax reform. Now, the Republicans have talked about revenue coming in from pro-growth jobs, from getting the economy going. When you get the economy going, you get more money coming into the IRS and to the Treasury.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. Yes, let's get it going. A couple of more calls. We're going to also have time for a discussion of what's going on in Egypt, because that seems to be on a lot of people's minds. At least the hosts are getting some of the callers stirred up to that point. And that we'll get to in a few moments here on the Talk Radio Review.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
The Department of Defense commemorates the 60th anniversary of the Korean War. We are proud to present the following stories of those who served when their nation called. Lieutenant Colonel Cyrus Johnson, 307th Bomb Group, United States Air Force.
We were leaving with napalm. We had 40 100-pound napalm bomb missions. And when we took off, the gunner called back and says that they're erupting into the bomb bay. And I said, well, they've already erupted. It was up against the back of the... I said, well, there's nothing wrong. So I went back, and there were three full bombs that all erupted, and they had just fallen up against the back of the bomb bay. So I told him to open up the bomb bay, and I jettisoned those four bombs, dropped them into the ocean, and went on to the target, and we were the only crew that did that. Everybody else jettisoned the whole bomb set. So I got the DFC for that. Didn't know that it was such a big deal.
See more hero stories at KoreanWar.defense.gov.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
800-510-8255. The White House, by the way, is standing by its view that allowing the country to fall off the cliff at the end of the year is dangerous. What say you? Let's see. How about Tom in Florida and how we spend the money, or the government spends your money?
I think the basis for our economic problems today, as far as personal finance is concerned, is that we got talked out of or gave up on the values that we grew up with. I never in my entire life had a second mortgage. And the reason for that was that I feared that if I had a second mortgage, that would increase the chances that I would lose my house. Well, guess what? It's simple. You know, if you live within your means, you don't care if your house value is up or down. If you can afford it, it just blows by you. So, you know, somehow along the way, you know, I look back at the Glass-Steagall being repealed. That, to me, is kind of a financial marker for me. We changed our values. The banking system changed its values. People's personal values changed. They felt like they could get easy money with the equity of their home, and financial institutions were talking them into it. It was really a very, very bad thing. So I hope going forward, people will adopt the simple financial values that everybody knows works and is true.
You know what I think about this? Tom's reflection gets us all to think not so much about the government, but our role ourselves and what we do and how our own house is in order. Are you able to say with a straight face that you're spending money in a responsible way? And but the other side of it is, who helps you if you go over the cliff? Tracy in Texas with an idea of the problem from her perspective.
I think one of the problems is that the government is spending a lot of money on social programs, but they're not spending any money on trying to give people funds so that they can go to school and educate themselves. And part of the problem is that the junior college system and the college system really isn't offering programs that allow people to go out and find a good job with the onset of the computers and all that. It really has taken away a lot of jobs for people that didn't have college educations. So we need to have more on-hand training programs. That's what I think.
All right. So how do we live in the now, responsibly taking care of the problem and having people that are supposedly representing us, all those people that you reelected to Congress that you were so upset about a year ago, and then you sent them all back again to face a problem that they created. What do we do? It certainly is a lot of food for thought, a lot of discussion. Whether it's getting anywhere or not remains to be seen, because we got another month to play this game. It'll probably be on the top of the heap conversationally till then. Meanwhile, Egypt in the focus next here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show as we continue.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA, and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty thick-gauge steel, and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135. And get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Lunch is ready!
And it's an MRE smorgasbord at LongLifeFood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. The focus here on the countdown right now is what's going on in Egypt and the Middle East. Thought it was interesting that Congressman Ron Paul said he believes that foreign policy is playing a major role in the conflict in the Middle East. Paul calls for a shift in America's foreign policy and blasts the administration's approach to the conflict for being stagnant, uncreative, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, there is this, I don't know if it's a wild card or not, the situation, Egypt with the new leader there. Here's Jenna Lee talking to an Egyptian businessman who didn't want to be identified about what he sees going on right now in his country.
Joining us on the phone from Egypt is a Christian businessman born and raised in that country. To protect his identity, we're going to call him Osh. We're going to look to get some perspective from the ground there in Cairo. Osh, from your perspective, what's happening in your country?
Well, what's happening in our country, I'll just make it short. To answer your question, let me first tell you, who are we? We are 80 million Egyptians, Muslims and Christians, doesn't matter. And we suffered the last 10 years of the Mubarak semi-dictatorship regime. We woke up one day to find we are facing a group of dictators, a group, and I mean group, more than 1,000 times worse than Mubarak. Right now, our borders are invaded. They refuse to break the tunnel between us and Gaza, where the terrorists, Hamas, Houthis are going in and out. Economy-wise, we used to be a very poor country. Now we are very poor. All the investments are running out because simply the president and his consultants, who are also Muslim Brotherhood members, they have zero experience concerning economy, external affairs, politics. Now let's talk about freedom. Newspapers, private TV channels are shut down. During 30 years of Mubarak, he didn't dare to do it. And
So, Ash, let me stop you there. You said that we traded one dictator, meaning Mubarak, for 1,000 others. You're saying this group of Muslim Brotherhood members in the government,
exactly.
You're saying that...
Exactly.
That
it's
has...
not only one person ruling, it's a group of people. He's only the big mouth.
So with that group of people, there's a lot, you know, at least in our country, there's a lot of debate about who the Muslim Brotherhood is, how much we should trust them, what's next for the country and our relationship with your country. What do you think the American people really need to know about who's leading Egypt and who we're dealing with, in your opinion?
Okay, our message to the American people and the American media and president also, we are not terrorists. We're not those who attacked your embassy in Cairo. Actually, we hate it so much. Thanks for helping us removing Mubarak, but please, don't stop on this step. Try to remove Muslim Brotherhood out of the way. They're not trustable at all. You're making a new Iran out of Egypt now. Listen to Dahi Khalfan, the chief police department in Dubai. We trust him. Our greatest aim now is that the army will listen to us and our streams and take over for a transit period of time, then make a new constitution, elect a new president. Please, guys, do us a favor. Transfer your negotiations from Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt to others. We have Mr. Amr Musa, Dr. Baradai, Mr. Hamadin Sabahi. These people are trustable. Negotiate with them. Stop supporting Muslim Brotherhood. You're killing us. We're dying here.
Israel and Hamas beginning talks in Egypt aimed at keeping peace. Talks are the first negotiations since the ceasefire took effect. Interesting that Egypt is working to mediate talks for the second phase of the truce, this truce that they're in, negotiating new broader arrangements for the Gaza Strip. Meanwhile, the people of Egypt have spoken, the market has spoken, stocks tumbling after the president there, Mr. Morsi, attempted to give himself near-dictatorial powers. Mubarak was a dictator. This guy's trying to be a dictator. It's the same. It's almost like the same stuff. It's the same things going on. You got to wonder what in the world the reality is there. Here is host John Powell with Amy Jacobson talking to terrorism expert Dr. Valid Fares about attempts by some to downplay what's going on in Egypt.
We seem to have some sort of crisis, although I noticed this morning they're trying to downplay the crisis a bit, in as much as the brand new president there, ignoring a wide swath of what is the rest of his government. What's the latest?
Look, President Mohamed Morsi, after all, is the head of the Muslim Brotherhood organization, an 80-year-old, 90-year-old organization, has clear goals in the long term, is to establish an Islamist regime in Egypt. Everything in between is phases of strategies to get to that goal. Now, Mr. Morsi is also very realist. He understands the balance of power. He rose from being in the opposition before the Arab Spring, and thanks to the Arab Spring, he became a political party, a legitimate one. They ran for elections. They had the right coalitions. He weakened the youth, the liberals, those who rose first in the demonstrations. Then he played with the army, then against the army. Very shrewd, skilled politician. And now the last move to complete his control of government and institutions is to try to control the judiciary.
All right. So it's interesting. Politicians are the same no matter where they are, right? Same stuff, all the same, no matter where they are, what country they're in. It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Thanks for being here.
Millions of people are going to get sick this winter from colds, flu, and other illnesses. Don't be one of them. Protect yourself with Supernatural Silver, a revolutionary new broad-spectrum antibacterial solution. Recent advances in silver technology have resulted in a silver solution that can be used daily to prevent bacteria, viruses, mold, and food poisoning, and help improve wound healing. Supernatural Silver is safe enough to consume every day, while powerful enough to destroy the causes of many serious diseases, such as strep, staph, pneumonia, colds, flus, and other harmful pathogens. This new technology has the ability to terminate entire colonies of harmful bacteria at several hundred times the effectiveness of colloidal or ionic silver solutions. The Science Digest Journal says silver is our mightiest germ fighter. It is virtually non-toxic and is emerging as a wonder of modern medicine. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today and use the promo code SILVER2012 for 20% off. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. And like us on Facebook.